It's a good day. Monday. Every day is a good day, but some days are better than others. I know that you think that Monday is the worst day of the week because you have to get off of that weekend enjoyment cycle. Why not find a job, find something to do that'll give you as much enjoyment as having time off? There must be some place, somewhere, some way that you can come up with that. Don't you think that there's got to be somebody around?
There is a job out there for me.
I feel great about coming back, being on the air. Let's get started. Let's get going. Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap. Some deals from Best Buy, Chili's, and many more. The usual routine. About a half hour from now with our Queen of Cheap visitation. Jennifer's going to check television stories and moments on the air. The MTV Music Awards, part of the focus later on in this hour as well. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, who's about to push the biggest button right
and
there.
It's yellow.
Hit that big yellow button.
Email.
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 We do.
Forget your email every day.
Jennifer.
Ding dong.
And this isn't just the email that comes to Doug at DougStefan.com. This is some of the things we're following on Facebook. Jennifer has some leads there as well. The LinkedIn status. I enjoy some of these other social media, the business social media. I stay in touch with a lot of the people who over the years I've worked with. A guy named Tom Holliday was the manager of the station that I was on in Palm Beach. This is 25, 26 years ago, maybe 27 years ago.
Wow.
And he and I still back and forth. We were talking with each other through LinkedIn. He runs a couple of stations down in, I think he's in Tulsa. Yeah, he's in Tulsa. And so we were back and forth about how things are, how he asked me how things were. I said, they're improving. And he sent me back, you're always the optimist. And I am, pretty much. I mean, every once in a while, Richie, who listens to me, growls about stuff. And Jennifer, to a point. I mean, think about it this way. Roberta, you get to spend 2 days with me this week. Isn't that enough to make you optimistic?
Yeah.
Don't you get excited?
Oh,
aren't you over the top?
I am it's more than that. It's three nights.
Well, three nights.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. So, but you and I are probably going to be around, and I'll be in and out. But it's just kind of nice to think that we'll be able to visit a bit.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Kind of cool. So anyway,
you're going to take me out to dinner after sponging off my apartment here?
I will.
Wow.
That's fair, I think.
That's New York. That's New York direct.
Yeah. New York direct. We don't mince words.
I would have been happy to take you. As a matter of fact, Maria Bailey and I were back and forth emailing last night. Maria's another one of the ladies who's associated with the program. She's going to be in New York as well. She was trying to get Richie and I to go. But I'm not going to be around at any time. She has her family. They're going to see Jersey Boys. And she's got some other celebration. I think she's involved in Richie. If I'm not mistaken.
I thought she was going to meet us for after dinner or something.
Friday night. Yeah,
really? Is she going to meet us Friday night?
Sure.
Okay,
I thought she was going to come.
Yeah. Okay. So that's
That would be fun.
Yeah.
You know, we can go to my backyard, have a barbecue.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody come to Roberta's house.
When I'm in New York, the thing I really don't think about doing is going to
barbecuing. I know.
Barbecuing. Yeah. There's a couple of restaurants.
It's a great backyard, Richie. It's a neat backyard.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I want to go to some cool restaurant.
That's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. But the reason I was talking about Tom Holliday is the connection with so many people on LinkedIn. There are so many other ways of being in touch. It's kind of neat. Tom, I wish you continued good luck. Meanwhile, Jeff Alec, who is in
his
State
Smart's
College.
Brother.
Huh?
Smart's brother.
Yeah.
Smart Alec.
I think I mentioned him on Friday because the fact that we're back on a State College, Pennsylvania, brings me around to thinking about what a neat town that is.
Yeah.
It is Richie, you've been there.
I've been through there.
Yeah. It's just a really
but more than anything,
neat place.
We've always had a nice connection with the listeners there. I mean, it's
right. So help yourself. Listener feedback. It's easy. Send there's so many, because of the technology that you can be in touch with everybody about most everything.
Going through my Facebook right now.
Somebody's upset with me about Sarah Palin. Here's, Lee. No, this is Philip Finley, sorry. I enjoy your program. Listen every morning. I had a thought. I heard you earlier talking about Sarah Palin. I have to believe she's up to something with that tour. Isn't there a senatorial seat becoming vacant in Arizona due to a retirement? And hasn't she just bought a house there? I don't believe she'll run for the presidency, but maybe she'll run for a Senate seat just like Hillary Clinton did in New York.
She'd be perfect in Arizona. Are you kidding?
Yeah, actually, that would work. That's a pretty good idea.
Great for her.
All right, so for those of you who haven't heard Sarah Palin's version of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, Roberta, you may not have heard this. We have Sarah Palin in Boston on her bus tour over the weekend explaining to people this, by the way, she refers to the question from the reporter who was asking her about Paul Revere's ride as a gotcha question. The assumption here or the inference is that this guy's trying to get her, trying to embarrass her, and she does a nice job of obliging him. Listen to the way.
Hold on, let me get it open here.
She knew who he was, but she has a revisionist sort of explanation for what happened on the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. Listen, my children, and you shall hear.
Sounds like she got a bit confused on the details.
He who warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms by ringing those bells and making sure as he's riding his horse through town to send those warning shots and bells that we were going to be secure and we were going to be free.
You're right.
As she later remarked, the
British were there, and they heard him saying the British are coming. And so those British were warned, oh, look, they know we're coming. How am I doing? Am I helping her out at all?
You're doing a nice job right there.
Keep it going. Can't wait to hear how it ends.
She's making $20 million a year. She'd be fooled to run for vice president, president, anything. She ain't going anywhere.
No.
Boy.
All right. So that's
She's just going to stick around and drive around the country and annoy Roberta.
Right. Here is Darla Bernot. Doug, I enjoy your program. You have some very interesting ideas. A good day is on, my friends. Let's see, just before my friends, David.
Interesting in quotes, by the way.
What's that? What?
It was the word interesting in quotes?
No, it wasn't. No, it's
right. You have some very interesting thoughts.
Yeah, we do. We have, Richie calls them, we have actually a disclaimer for some of my unique ideas every once in a while when I come up. But I'm pretty good at bracketing my stuff. If it really is off the wall, I will tell you that this is off the wall. That doesn't mean it doesn't have any validity. A lot of people have a lot of off-the-wall things in their mind. The trouble is we're too conformist in our country. So it's neat to have people who have different ideas. I say that because it's self-serving.
And then a few nutbirds like you around.
Yeah, thanks very much, Rich.
No problem.
All right, so let's see here. These folks listen to WTYM AM 1380 in Katanning, Pennsylvania, which is 50 miles north of Pittsburgh. Here's a sports question for you and your crew.
Okay.
Okay.
That's our specialty.
That's something that we do all the time.
Baseball
and
hockey, I gotcha.
Right. Which athlete runs the farthest? A baseball player running the bases the whole way around?
Okay.
A football player running the length of the field from goal line to goal line? All right,
okay.
That's a great question. Thank you for asking it. It'll become our 2020 trivia question. You ready for me to repeat the question?
Yes.
Okay. Which athlete runs the farthest?
Let's do the math.
A baseball player running the bases the whole way around the diamond, or a football player running the entire length of a field from goal to goal, goal line to goal line? 800-510-8255. Guess which. Guess or you can figure it out. Richie's going
to
figure it out.
They calculated it in yards and feet. That's the difference.
Yeah, you have to convert.
Yeah, that's the only hard part. Because baseball, what is it? Home plate to first base, between the bases.
Don't give it away. Yeah, but it's the same distance between each of the four bases.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah.
800.
You have like a shortcut.
You could go across the pitcher's mound. 800-510-8255. Which athlete runs the farthest? A baseball player running the bases the whole way around the diamond, or a football player running the length of the field from goal to goal? Swell prize for the person who figures that out here on Good Day. 16 past the hour. Here's the story on the anti-aging cream of the ages. Interestingly enough, it's anti-aging, but it is the best thing around. It's called Tautinol, T-A-U-T-I-N-O-L. What Tautinol does is reduce the appearance of fine lines. Tautinol keeps your skin on your face moisturized. It helps support collagen production. Tautinol is the perfect cream for your face. It protects your face. That's why I use it. After you shave, man, it's great for protecting your pores. It'll protect you from the sun and the wind. It's a natural process. You want to get rid of those wrinkles or keep them from happening, keep them from getting worse. The antioxidants, which are in Tautinol, will combat wrinkles that form those lines. It'll help diminish the fine lines. So you want some moisturizer. You want some protection. You want the right combination of ingredients that will benefit you beyond what you could possibly imagine. It really is. It's that good. And the arrangement is that all of you who have never tried Tautinol can try it by calling 800-607-7078. That's a toll-free line. You know that, 800-607-7078. You buy two and get another bottle free. Plus, tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll send you a free gift in addition to the free bottle of Tautinol. 800-607-7078. Remember, you're looking for Tautinol to protect your face. 800-607-7078.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Andro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Andro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Andro Kills Ants products at andro.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
So slow.
800-510-8255. The question, which athlete runs the farthest? Baseball player running all the bases or football player running the length of the field? 800-510-TALK.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the bottom. buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
From the MTV Movie Awards last night, the Foo Fighters finished first. Like that, Richie? Foo Fighters finished first, following in your footsteps.
A million miles away, you're signaling a distance to whom you may be concerned.
By the way, we're working on a question, a 2020 trivia question. There's only going to be one answer on the air. As soon as we get, if it's the right answer, great. If it's the wrong answer, you'll know what the right answer is. Again, the question is, which athlete runs the furthest? Baseball player running all the bases the whole way around the diamond, or a football player running the length of the field from goal line to goal line? 800-510-8255. So we have some highlights of the MTV Music Awards. This song, the host of the show is Jason Sudeikis. I don't know much about him, Jennifer. What is the story with him?
He's a comedian. He's a comedic actor.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live. He's done a few movies for them.
Richie, here he is performing theme songs that never get used. This ought to be interesting.
Is that 07 there, Doug?
That's 05, Richie.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
All right. All right. Welcome back to the MTV Movie Awards. For those of you that don't know, I'm actually a bit of a songwriter, and I wrote a theme song for every movie that came out this year. It's true. Yeah, some of them get used. None of them have. Love to sing a few of them for you tonight. All right? Let's see what we got here. All right. This first one I wrote is for the Green Hornet.
Billionaire slacker doing what he should. Billionaire slacker.
Right. So you know what? Fighting. I think we can pass on that. Here's Patrick. I'm done. Patrick Dempsey, Robert Pattinson, and Chelsea Handler present Reese Witherspoon with the Generation Award.
We are honored to present this year's Generation Award to the beautiful and multi-talented Reese Witherspoon. There she is right there, Reese Witherspoon. We worked together many years ago on a movie called Sweet Home Alabama. Extraordinary experience. She's had incredible hits. And Legally Blonde, huge. All of them. Cruel Intentions. My personal favorite, Election. Okay, we all should go out and see that movie. It's a great movie. And then we saw Walk the Line, which was an incredible experience.
So is the Generation Award at MTV pretty much like the, okay, you're old and you probably won't be invited back to this awards show
right.
next year anymore?
Getting ready for retirement.
Generation Award.
What am I missing here about this? Jennifer.
For young people, Dougie.
Probably so. It has no relevance to people who are older. Everybody
pretty
knows
much.
Who
yep, that's
these
it.
People are.
You're
but
out.
I think they try to make it irrelevant. I think there's a...
Of course they do.
Yeah.
They don't care about you, me, well, anybody. They yeah. still kind of care about Jennifer.
No, yeah. they don't. Trust me. Once I hit 29, they didn't care about me anymore.
Yeah. It's pretty silly.
Yeah, actually. You and Roberta are definitely out. I'm
Reese is like
gone.
2 years older than me, and they're putting her out to pasture. Yeah.
All right, Brian in Alaska, what's the answer to the question about the athlete that runs further? Is the baseball player running around the bases, or is the football player running from goal line to goal line?
The answer is the baseball player.
And you figure that out how?
Because I know it's 90 feet from base to base. So that's
right.
360, and football is 300 feet.
There you go.
Rich, I told you it was a trick.
Richie's only figuring three. In fact, it's four. Home plate to home plate, 90
right.
feet between each base times four is 360.
One, two, three, four.
The length of the gridiron is three feet times 100 yards at 300 feet. Therefore, yeah. Richie, you lose. Brian, you win. Hold on just a second.
Foiled
nice
again.
There he is. Foiled again. Curses. 28 past the hour. Shelley Palmer, the technology kind of geeky gooky is
Guru.
Here.
Guru.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, in a new report, the United Nations announced that disconnecting someone from the Internet is a human rights violation. The statement was in response to France and the UK passing laws that ban violators of copyright law from the web. The UN also called for all countries to refrain from cutting off the Internet during political unrest. In other news, the National Academics Press is making 4,000 books and reports free for download. PDFs from the fields of science, engineering, and medicine can be found at nap.edu. The organization hopes that by publishing this content, developing countries can have better access to quality information. And finally, scientists at the European Organization for Nuclear Research successfully trapped antimatter for nearly 17 minutes. The unstable matter was previously only seen for fractions of seconds. Antimatter may help scientists better understand the existence of matter.
For Doug Stebbins, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Weather here. Word on the street is that Hotels.com is having a summer sale, offering up to 30% off select hotels and free Amazon Kindles. Come on, summer, don't people like you enough with your no school, barbecues, and nice weather? Even my own daughter says you're her favorite season. All I had going for me was holiday gift giving, and now you have this free Kindle thing. Real nice.
Save up to 30% to get a free Amazon Kindle at the Hotels.com summer sale. Be smart. Book smart. Minimum stay and spend required. Book by August 30th, 2011.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
News about Katie Couric. Jennifer will have that for us in a few minutes. Roberta Fasanelli, who is our Queen of Cheap, a New Yorker through and through. How is the ban on smoking in parks and beaches going over, Roberta? Generally speaking, there's no smoking in Central Park, Times Square Plaza, Coney Island's Boardwalk. Can't light up there. There are a lot of people who think that what Chicago and Los Angeles did was very smart. And so with the help and push, you know, a lot of folks don't realize the Center for Disease Control, a federal agency, has put up money in 25 different states or regions to try to get people to stop smoking. This is, they think, a way to prevent lung cancer. Most people who smoke think being outside, there's no impact on anybody because the smoke goes up like the exhaust from the cars, goes up into the atmosphere and doesn't bother anybody. Apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, if you can smell it, you would think it would be a problem, right?
Yeah. Well, Missouri, South Carolina, Texas, Mississippi, all passing laws at the local level. And one wonders whether it really is because there is honest interest in stopping smoking or these people just have their hands out to get part of the money from the American Reinvestment Act or whatever that's called, because there's money that came from everywhere for everything. And this is one of the...
They realize that health care costs are going to go up as people smoke, and they have to lower health care costs.
Well, that makes sense,
too.
Because
they know smokers are going to have health care issues.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, Roberta. And it's a good way. It's a good angle. That would be the honest way of hopefully dealing with this. But what I'm saying is that for the most part, the places that are using it have done it. I think New York probably is pretty honest. I think Bloomberg is very much an anti-smoker. But many of the other states are only doing it because there's federal money attached to it, and they'll do anything, they'll say anything, they'll try anything to get those federal dollars. But I just wondered from the – it started in New York, and I wondered how it's going over. People protesting, have they arrested people for smoking in these areas? How far are they going with all this?
Well, it's funny. In New York, you really don't have to enforce it from the police standpoint because New Yorkers know that you're not supposed to smoke in certain areas outdoors. And if somebody lights up, it's kind of self-patrolling. You'll get looks. You'll
right.
get comments. You know, New Yorkers don't. We don't hold back.
No,
you know, it's like,
right.
yo, put that out yeah. now.
Yo.
Yo. You put
yo.
This out.
Yo.
Yo. All right, let's get to the dumpster diver. The lady in question, the lady of the day, is Roberta Fasanelli, who's visited some great sites.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Okay, let's start with a couple of things which expire today, so you better do it today. The Gap has some big deals going. It's 20% off orders of $75, 25% off $100, and 30% off orders of $125 or more. This is online. We have the coupon codes for you. So it's GP Save Big is the coupon code. It's up to 30% off of your online purchases. Also, Chili's, a free appetizer or dessert on June 6th. That's today. We have the printable coupon for you also. Now, on June 9th, that's when the Shutterfly 5 free cards expires. This is a great, great Father's Day idea, people. Upload some of Dad's favorite
pictures.
You can make your own design. A great thing for the kids to do. They can go online, can take their favorite pictures of themselves or Dad or the family or whatnot, and make cards for Dad for Father's Day. For road trip this summer, you need a GPS. Hey, can't go anywhere without it. In fact, people said of the last of the electronics that have come out in the last 10 to 20 years, what's the biggest one, you know, other than a cell phone? GPS, hands down. But you got to kind of renew them every so often. I just bought a new one. Best Buy has one going now for 40% off, a whole bunch of select GPSs. They ship for free. I know you hate that, Doug, but the sale ends on June 11th. We've got a free e-cookbook for you, 25 healthy, low-cost recipes. And tomorrow at the Lego store, if you've got a Lego store next to you or by you or somewhere near you, you can drive to it, you get a free Lego graduate. Your kids can make like this little figurine of...
No, my son's all over that. You know how much Legos you charge for those things? Like $3-4 for the little people.
Ah, well, this is free.
Yeah.
So take your kid to the Lego store. I mean, I think it kind of looks kind of dorky, but, you know.
That's good
that's
stuff.
That's just me.
Good
but
stuff.
The kids love it. Free. It's kids 6 to 14 can build and take home a free Lego model every month. It's I believe it's the second Tuesday of each month they do it. So we have the details for you on DougStephan.com. Just look for my pretty smiling face, and you'll see that and lots of other things that are archived on there for ways for you to save money on DougStephan.com.
Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com. 20 minutes for the hour. That's Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer Horn gives us the update. By the way, Twilight, we were talking about the MTV Movie Awards, and Twilight seems to, or the sequel, won the big awards, most of them anyway, at the MTV Mute. Maybe we shouldn't bother talking about it. You say it's not aimed at any of us age-wise. So why would we bother talking about it?
Yeah,
they
I don't know.
Care
I was going to tape it last night, and I decided not to. Isn't that funny? I just was like,
I can't remember the last time I intentionally tuned in to MTV or VH1.
I don't think
well,
I ever
Well, I watched
have.
Jersey Shore just for research. But other than that, no.
Good
nothing
you,
on TV. Oh, in the real world still for research. Yeah.
All right, so in the saving department, I forgot to mention this.
Although Beavis and Butthead is coming back. I'm
Ford Motor Company is introducing the smallest engine ever built.
Really?
Next year. They're trying to obviously improve fuel economy. That's been a cross-industry thing. This is a 1-liter three-cylinder engine, Richie, available in only the smallest of small Ford cars. Smallest engine available in our country, the Ford Fiesta Subcompact. Engine has 120 horsepower, gets 38 miles to a gallon. That's the current one. But they figure this thing is, the new engine is lighter, it has fewer horsepower, and is that the right English? It has fewer, less horsepower.
It has more horsepower than their larger four-cylinder that it's going to replace.
Yeah, but less than, I don't know, apparently it's going to be used in... it's fairly expensive, and these are going to be used in, it's 70 horsepower, I think. Isn't that the one they're talking about that's used now in Europe? That's got to be the same size engine as you have in one of those smart cars. Can't be much bigger than that.
It's going to be a turbocharged direct fuel injection. Okay, they use this in the MKT.
Yeah, but they're going to put them in Pickup trucks?
It's already in the pickup truck.
Huh.
They have a six-cylinder. The turbocharged direct fuel injection is technology that they're going to use to now make this three-cylinder instead of the four-cylinder because it boosts the power. And they already use this technology in the Lincoln MKT and then in the Ford F-150 pickup trucks. That's why they know they can use it on the three-cylinder.
Yeah. I think I'm swearing off of Fords.
Why?
I have too many trouble. Now the trucks, I've got trucks that are fairly new and trucks that are older, and the problems that are developing with them, transmission-wise and engine-wise.
Oh, man, my Explorer is...
I know. Well, that's a car.
What a great...
Explorer is a car.
Yeah,
the
basically.
Ford cars are okay. The Ford trucks, no.
It's the number one selling vehicle in the world.
Rich, it's not a truck. It's the 150 is a car. The Explorer and the 150 are the same chassis,
same
wheelbase.
The same chassis, no.
The same, yeah, they are.
No.
They are.
Not the Explorer.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, Jen's eyes are glazing over. Let's move along.
All right.
Like a donut. You have no idea.
Is it a blueberry? Donut? People try to know. I'm here to encourage people to buy American cars. Don't get me wrong. I think but I'm looking at some of these Chrysler products, and the fact that they paid back the money that was borrowed from the government as quickly as they did,
yeah,
there's got to be some reaction.
No.
What? No, what?
Chrysler.
What about Chrysler? What's the matter with it? Yourself.
You have a bad taste.
It's not an American
company anymore.
Rich, none of them are making cars. They say cars made in America.
Yeah,
they assemble them in America.
All the money, it goes back to Italy. To buy pizzas with the American dollars.
Roberta needs, and her countrymen need a little help. So, gotta help my mom. I just think it's good they paid the money.
It's no different than Honda. Sure, they manufactured here.
Hey!
They put it together here.
Hey!
But all the money, it goes back.
Go to the Jersey Shore.
Hey!
To Fiat.
Okay.
You know what Fiat means?
Fix it again, Tony.
Somebody told me this is
a Ford fixer
that the Dodge dealership has something when they it's not it's a little crude, so I can't say it on the air what Ford means.
Fix or repair daily.
Wow.
Found on road dead?
No.
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 Yeah, never mind.
This is the last word is Dodge.
All
right. It's 16 before the hour. Jennifer and Katie Couric info coming up. The Good Day program now focused on your anatomy. Not Roberta's anatomy.
Yeah.
Not Jennifer's anatomy. Rich's anatomy and physiology.
Oh.
And Doug's anatomy.
I know what you got that I don't have.
I get to go to the doctor and get my annual physical tomorrow. I'm sure he'll be checking there. Also.
Check it out, Richie. Jeez. Well, I'm so confident that you will think this message about your prostate is important, that the folks who are making Super Beta Prostate has made this available to you on a first-come, first-one-time-only basis, a free bottle, free jar of Super Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078. Richie's having his checkup. That's smart. You get your PSA blood work done, Richie.
Yeah.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. Find out what's going on. But smart is also feeding your prostate. Even if there's nothing wrong, which we hope is the case for you and most everybody else listening, if you're finding yourself getting up in the middle of the night, something's not right, and taking Super Beta Prostate, if you're going getting up in the middle of the night and going to the bathroom, this is what this helps, among other things. It's a product that's been sold worldwide, millions and millions of bottles, and because it works, and the first sign it's working is if you don't have to get up in the middle of the night. That's why you want to start it and take it. Your free bottle of Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078. Be smart. Call that number now. You pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. Get your free bottle of Beta Prostate. Keep yourself from getting up in the middle of the night. Your partner will be very happy, and you'll be happy as well. That's 1-800-607-7078.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Spring has sprung, and so has allergy season. But the 35 million Americans who suffer from allergies don't need to hide inside this spring and summer. Get your allergies under control by monitoring daily pollen counts and keep windows and doors closed each morning before noon when pollen counts are highest. To help clear nasal congestion, consider naturally derived saline moisturizers like Simply Saline Nasal Mist, which not only moisturize, but can clear out dust, dirt, and pollen from nasal and sinus passages. Made from only purified water and salt, Simply Saline is safe for everyone in the family, including pregnant women. There's even a baby Simply Saline Nasal Mist that is specially designed for an infant's delicate nasal tissue, and baby moisturizing nasal swabs. And while your children are enjoying the sunny outdoors, keep Simply Saline Wound Wash on hand to remove dirt and debris from any scrapes and cuts that might occur. It's sting-free, and a wound wash, first aid, antiseptic is also available. For more tips on how to care for your allergies, visit www.simplysaline.com.
All right, what are you charlatans out there? What are you barking at? Boof! See how easy it is to amuse me. All right, so what's the story? Jennifer Horne has the story on Katie Couric and her big announcement today. Not that this wasn't
expected. This is not a surprise announcement.
No.
But Katie Couric is going to make an announcement today about noontime.
Surprise!
Surprise! She's going to ABC Daytime.
No!
She has her own
Oh, my God, what a shock that is.
Weird, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Should we start calling her Oprah now?
So, but Anne is still going to take over for Meredith, huh?
Yeah, she was in talks with NBC, but her demands were way too high. She wanted them to commit to giving her a lot of affiliates for her syndicated daytime talk show, and they couldn't do it.
She wanted to go to NBC to go back to the Today Show and do a syndicated talk show as well.
Right. Yeah. And NBC just said it was too much, and she obviously, that showed her inexperience because she asked for so much. That's what NBC said. She also was in talks with CNN, but she ended up at ABC, and nobody's really surprised. But
what do you mean NBC thought that she was what?
They called her inexperienced in the syndication business because she asked for so much from them to begin with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, ABC must have thought there's some cachet to her name.
Well, ABC, don't forget, has also need something because they've killed all their soap operas. They're losing Oprah. I mean, they have this huge chunk of time.
Well, it's already, this is the reason they're not introing it this year is because most of the affiliates are going with Ellen. So they'll see how that works. The most prominent time for Oprah to be on was 4 in the afternoon.
And Dr. Oz, by the way, is the one that's getting most of Oprah's shows.
Really?
Yeah, so it goes Dr. Oz, then you've got Ellen, and then Anderson Cooper.
I didn't hear that. I heard it was the other way around.
Well, I just heard
Anderson Cooper's got like three
morning.
Affiliates. That's it.
No, but it was Dr. Oz that's got the most of her shows.
And what about Dr. Phil?
You mean the most of her affiliates?
The most of her, the most people are replacing Oprah with Dr. Oz.
That, where did you get that? I'm not trying to challenge you.
On TV Week.
But I am.
I didn't get that. What I saw was that because Oz already has affiliates that he's licensed or signed on, many of the Fox affiliates, that they can't get at him, the other stations can't get at him, and so Ellen just expands, she went into like 25, 30 more markets.
Well, I'll have to show you my article, and you can show me yours.
You show me yours, and I'll show you mine. Nah, 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 nah. All right, what else, baby cakes?
All right, so also today, we have some news about Cheryl Cole and the X Factor. I'm telling you, this place, it's like a revolving door. Cheryl Cole was out last week. Now she's coming back to the show and as a judge. So I guess her accent wasn't that bad at all. So now there will be 5 judges on the X Factor. She's back in business with them at auditions this week.
That's from the Who Cares department. 51
and
after on Good Day. What?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
One of the most interesting things I find about our ability to communicate is the quality of information that you get from listening to someone who is an expert in his or her field, such is the case with Michael Levine, who's the president and founder of Levine Communication Office. He in Hollywood has had a chance to work with celebrity clients like you wouldn't believe. He has written books. He understands scandals, blunders, all that great stuff. And as a PR expert, it's always good to go to him to ask him how he would handle the situation were the client to be his. John Edwards, perhaps. Michael is a good example of that, who's been indicted for fraudulence. So, I mean, this guy hasn't been able to do anything with his reputation or to fix his image. I would say he was a lost cause, but guys like you say, no, you might not ever have. There's nobody who's a completely lost cause.
Not in this world. I mean, we see things happening in terms of redemption that you could never have believed. I mean,
Michael Vick, whose home has been turned into a rehab center for dogs, that story at DougStephan.com. Lindsay Lohan continues to try to. And
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Could you believe?
I know.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, I have to, full disclosure, Doug, I know John Edwards. I've had dinner with John Edwards. I've had lunch with John Edwards. I know Senator Edwards. And I have to tell you that this is one of the greatest political tragedies that I can remember, in that a man that was in such a high position could potentially be going to jail.
Yeah.
And, of course, forget about him shaming his name and his family. That is long, long since been done.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, the tragedy compounded by his his late wife passing away from lung cancer.
Yeah.
So his whatever name he had worked his entire life to try and establish as a U.S. senator and a twice presidential candidate has long been pockmarked, and now the news is he's been indicted. So this is a horrible, horrible chapter, a cautionary tale.
One, if you're never too big to fall, maybe that's the lesson.
Never too big to fall.
Yeah.
That's a very important one. The second, if you're going to run for political office, and you don't have to make that choice, but if you do make that choice, you are going to be under immense scrutiny, and if you play with fire, there is a strong possibility that you will get burnt.
Yep. So let's...
Third lesson is there is absolutely, positively, not one shred of privacy left
None.
In the world.
No.
Zero.
Yep. Can't
so
have
whatever
privacy.
Whatever you do in your life, whatever it is, you must assume it is being videoed and will be played at a later date for an audience not of your choosing.
Right. At their convenience.
At their convenience. Correcto.
Right. All right. Dr. Death
yep.
is dead.
Yeah. The significance of this, in my opinion, is this was a man who was at the forefront of a movement that was extremely controversial. And his belief or movement was that people, humans, have the ability to decide their own destiny, their own death date, and no one should take that right away from them. Well, this was a very, very powerful moral debate in which he went to jail for 8 years over.
Yeah, right.
Responsible for killing or helping claim the lives of over 100 people. And so he dies at 83, and it brings forth yet another powerful debate on that topic.
All right. Anthony Weiner, in the time we have left, speaking of someone who is living a PR nightmare, and he yeah. doesn't seem to be smart enough, although he always, in his smarmy way, has always tried to present himself as the smartest guy in Congress. I don't think he's that. He doesn't have any common sense. Maybe he doesn't have any real sense either.
Yeah, you know, he does have a kind of pseudo-obnoxious way of...
Not pseudo. He's an obnoxious jerk.
Yeah, he does seem to be rather holier than thou, as if he's lecturing us. And if I had him in a room alone, I'd say, son, what's wrong with you? Who do you think you're talking to? Who in the God's name? Sit down. Who
yeah.
do you think you're talking to, son?
Yeah, yeah. He's getting what he deserves, and that's pretty much...
Well, he of course, wanted to be mayor of New York City. I think that's over.
Yeah, good luck to him and the Marines. All right, that's the story, the bird's eye view of who's in the public eye and how they either stay there or they get out from under. Michael Levine, the president and founder of Levine Communication Office. Michael, always a pleasure.